Hello, hello. We are on episode 4 of the Sweet Tooth Boss podcast, and I am so excited to speak about today's topic, and that is how to eat out and still lose weight. Now, for those of you that know me, I am a total foodie. I love eating out, I love trying new flavors, and I love experiencing new dishes. And for a lot of you out there, eating out seems to be something that you think is hindering your weight loss. So that is exactly what I am going to dive deep in on today's episode. Let's go! You're listening to the Sweet Tooth Boss podcast. If you're a dessert lover but struggle with finding the balance between enjoying your chocolate and feeling good in your skin, then you, my friend, are in the right place. And who am I? Well, I'm your host, Leanne Adler, Master Weight Loss Coach. I have created tried and proven strategies that have helped hundreds of women take back control over food, end their craving struggles, and finally shed the weight and feel amazing in their skin. Are you ready? Let's do this. So today's episode was kind of inspired by my weekend. So every weekend, my husband, Mick, and I go out for dinner on a date night. It can either be on Saturday night, otherwise if we have other plans, we go on a Thursday night. And I just love trying out new restaurants, and I love trying out new flavors. I actually follow a whole bunch of accounts that like have all these new spots to try out in London and schedule it in and tell my husband we're going to go try this place and that place. And I think it's a huge part of who I am, right? I love food. I love trying new flavors. I love delicious food. And I am a total foodie. Now, a lot of people may find that really surprising because I'm a weight loss coach. And they will often say to me, like, Lee, you know, you can't eat out that much, or you must really watch yourself each time that you eat out in order to maintain your figure. And I find this really surprising because when I think about, you know, my weight loss journey and my earlier years, so I have lost the weight and kept it off for this year will be 10 years, right? And I want to say that, you know, in my third year of my weight loss journey, I was still in college. I was doing my honors degree, and I did not have time, energy, or space to cook up meals. So if I was saying that I would eat out possibly 6 to 7 times a week, that would be pretty accurate. And what's interesting is that during that time, I was still able to reach my goals, I was still able to lose the weight, and I was still able to feel amazing without feeling like I had to go and order boiled chicken at a restaurant. So if you're someone who's a total foodie and just loves to eat out and loves to try new things and loves delicious flavors, then today's episode is really about how to do all of those things and not self-sabotage your weight loss goal. Because the truth is that eating out is a part of life. And if your weight loss plan is telling you that you can never eat out or giving you super strict, stringent rules that makes you feel like every time you eat out, you're the one at the table having the salad while everyone else is having a pizza and feeling deprived and frustrated, then chances are that is not a long-term plan that you can stick to. We are real life human beings who have food preferences, who like to go out and eat sometimes and enjoy new things. And I like to say that your weight loss journey needs to fit according to that. If you want it to be sustainable, and if you want to be able to, you know, really follow through on this and make it something for life, you have to know how to navigate territory like eating out. More importantly, I like to say eating out without feeling deprived. It's one thing to show up at a restaurant and deep down inside you really want that pizza, but you're telling yourself that you have to eat that salad. And so you end up ordering that salad and everyone else at the table has that pizza. And internally, you're having the mental struggle of constantly thinking about the pizza and not being present in your meal. And often when this happens, I see a lot of my clients will tell me that they end up going home and overeating on everything in that cupboard because they couldn't stop thinking about the pizza. So I want to really show you some tips and tools that you can reframe eating out and make it totally simple for yourself, that you don't feel like you have to deprive yourself, but at the same time, you can show up for that version of yourself that does lose the weight and feel amazing. Okay, so there are two types of situations that I want to go into. The first situation is if you're somebody who eats out on occasion and it's something really rare and special to you, how you approach eating out is going to be totally different than if you're somebody who eats out constantly. And I want to say that this also applies to the type of eating out situation. Is that even a word? I don't know. But what I mean by this is that maybe, you know, you constantly eat out at a local cafe nearby and that's something that you do consistently and eating at that cafe is not special to you. But maybe going out to a fancy restaurant, that is more on occasion and that is more something that is more pleasurable and meant to be more enjoyable and special. So in these situations where you feel like eating out is a special occasion, so for example, you're somebody who doesn't eat out a lot and you decide to go to an amazing restaurant and try it out, or you're somebody who does eat out a lot but you don't eat out at these specific restaurants often, then I want you to really stop and think about it. Ask yourself, what is the purpose of me eating out at this place? And my personal reasons, and what a lot of my clients will say, is to enjoy myself, to really treat myself to a special meal that I know I am not going to get every single day. So an example of this for me is that recently for my birthday, my husband took me to a 6-course tasting menu. Now, I want to say it was so delicious and I loved every bite of it, but I am by no means going for a 6-course tasting menu every week, right? This was really something special. And in those moments, you can make a decision to really consider this as being a pleasure eat. What is a pleasure eat? Well, if you're part of the Sweet Tooth Boss program, you will know that this is when we make a food decision that is purely for enjoyment, purely for our pleasure. And this is important because, like I say, food is something that is enjoyable to us. And it's really about allowing yourself to really enjoy the foods that you love. So if you decide that this is going to be a pleasure eat, I say pick something special, pick something that you really love, enjoy it, and move on. What do I mean by that? There is no making up for it the next day. There is no starving yourself beforehand, right? It's really about going in saying, this is a special meal. Yes, it is richer than what I would normally have. Yes, it is more extravagant. Yes, the portion is probably larger and I may overeat, but this is my pleasure eat. So I'm going to enjoy it and I'm just going to move on and continue doing what I do the next day without punishing myself. So sometimes some people say to me, even after a pleasure eat, although they enjoyed the meal, they feel like, you know, they feel gross in their body because they overate. And if this is you and you feel like, even although you've decided it's a pleasure eat, you don't like the feeling of being sluggish and bloated in your body, you can give yourself the option of saying, I'm going to order whatever I want and I am going to be in tune with my hunger fullness cues. I am going to be really in tune with my body, eat what I love, and then allow myself to stop when I'm full. This way, you won't leave feeling super heavy, super sluggish, and super bloated, because although the foods that you're eating are richer and maybe heavier than what you would normally have, you're really honoring your body's hunger fullness. So this is a personal decision that you have to make, and you know, you can make different decisions for different moments. Right? It's really about what would feel best to you and which decision you feel would be more aligned with how you want to feel. Okay, now let's move on to the second case. The second case is that if you're somebody who eats out all the time or eats out pretty often, I would say, or you're going to a restaurant that you know you're going to go back to again and again, and it's more for convenience, or something that you know is not super special, then here's how I want you to approach those situations. I want you to ask yourself the question, what will, number one, taste the best to me, and number two, keep me feeling good in 30 minutes' time? Now, the reason why I say ask yourself these questions is so often when we go out to eat, we start to apply black and white thinking. We start to think, oh my gosh, I'm eating out. I have to order everything that's unhealthy because I don't know when I'm going to get this again. Or we think to ourselves, I'm on a diet, so I can only order a salad without dressing and I have to suffer. Now, I want to say taste is important. So it is important for you to ask yourself, well, what will taste best to me? And yes, that may be the pizza, that may be the pasta, that may be the burger. But then the difference is you are also thinking about the future version of yourself and not just that in the moment decision. By asking yourself, what will feel best to me in 30 minutes' time? So to give you an example, my husband and I went to the most amazing Italian restaurant the other night. And something about me is I love pizza. I love it. Like, pizza is probably one of my favorite foods in the world. And, you know, for that first question, if I ask myself, what will taste best to me, a pizza in that scenario is 100% coming up for me. I love a pizza. I think it's so satisfying. It's so cheesy. It's just everything that I want. But now when I ask myself the question, what will keep me feeling good in 30 minutes' time? If I were to just order a pizza and eat that entire pizza on my own, I know that I will be bloated and sluggish. And that's not really something that I wanted to feel, especially that day. I was coming home and I was still coaching clients. So I wanted to feel good physically. And something that I find is often the enjoyment of a meal is even more enjoyable when you leave it feeling good, right? Like, even if you do have the whole pizza, I find the last few bites to be less enjoyable and just not worth it, in my opinion. And then I'm feeling sluggish, bloated, and yeah, it's just not something I enjoy. So what we think is that we're just going to want the pizza. But when I really say, what is it that you truly want? For me, that is, I want to eat something that's really delicious. I want to feel like I'm enjoying all the foods that I love, but I also don't want to, you know, finish my meal feeling sluggish and bloated and gross. So, what's the middle ground that I find for myself? I share a pizza with my husband. I maybe have 1 to 2 slices because that's how much feels good to me, and that's enough for me. And then I often order something like a side of meatballs for protein because I know that's going to fill me and keep me full. And a delicious side salad, like a Caesar salad or a salad that I really enjoy. In winter months, I'll order minestrone soup. And, you know, for me, that just sounds delicious. Pizza, meatball soup or pizza, meatball salad. And really tapping into that, really tapping into, I get to eat the foods that taste good, but sometimes the foods that taste good and that I want to overeat on don't make me feel good, right? So I want you to pair that food with other options that make you feel good, but also that you find enjoyable. There's no use in you having one slice of pizza and having that with boiled chicken and salad with no dressing, right? I want you to pair it up with some sort of delicious, craveable veggie to you. And that can be whatever you personally enjoy. And pair it up with a protein that you like. For me, that's meatballs. I love meatballs, right? And you have to meet yourself at your personal preference. Okay, and now the next tip that I have, and this is something that I really love and a lot of my clients also love, is I often say, order a veggie starter or appetizer and try load up on veggie sides. So a lot of the time, you know, at restaurants, in order to feel full and satisfied, I say bulk up on the veggies that you enjoy. This doesn't mean you have to do this, but a lot of my clients find this to be helpful in order to help them feel full and satisfied, but also feel physically good in their body. So, for example, if you fill up on the bread basket, right, chances are you're going to be feeling sluggish and bloated. So a lot of what my clients do is that they'll order a veggie starter. And that, in turn, will help them feel full and satisfied without getting that sluggish, bloated feeling that the bread basket typically gives you. So some of my favorite veggie appetizers are like grilled zucchini, artichokes with lemon butter sauce, anything and any veggie that you personally enjoy. And there's actually been a lot of research that has shown that eating veggies first or ordering an appetizer that has veggies can actually help your blood glucose response. So what does this mean? This means that by eating veggies, you're less likely to have a higher glucose spike. And that in turn means that you're less likely to have increased cravings or extreme hunger and, you know, not feeling satisfied. So this is a great hack that I just love to do. But if you're not ordering an appetizer, then I always say load up on veggie sides, right? Order something that is delicious and satisfying, but order some veggie sides to give you volume, give you that extra fiber to help you feel full for longer and satisfied. Okay, and my last tip for this podcast that I want to give you is to really tap in to your hunger fullness cues and be mindful of your meal. Now, I know this sounds so cliche. Whenever anyone used to tell me that, I'd be like, listen, I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm full. I don't want to be mindful on my meal or about my meal right now. I just want to eat, enjoy, and not think about it. But I really want to say that this is super important, especially if you're somebody that eats out often, purely because often when we eat out, the portion size is totally different to what we would normally eat at home. I don't know about you, but whenever I go and eat pastas, it comes and it's ginormous, or pizzas are huge. And we often think, oh, well, portion size is whatever's in front of me. And I want to really challenge you that portion size is what your body tells you. Okay, so often we override our body and we try force it to continue eating, or we don't even stop and listen to hear our body say, hey, I'm full. And eating out can really make this more difficult purely because the portion size that's put in front of us is so big that we can just zone out and continue eating, right? So I really want to challenge you to say, why am I eating out to begin with? The first thing can be to experience a delicious meal and experience new flavors. But the second thing that a lot of people tell me is it's just a nice change in environment. There's an ambience. I'm going out with friends. I'm going out with my partner. I'm going out for a break. Whatever it is. And I want to say, eating out is so much more than just the food. So really focusing on other aspects is super important, like being engaged in the conversation, enjoying the atmosphere of the restaurant, because that will give you a fuller picture and a fuller pleasure of really enjoying every facet of why you are eating out. So I like to say, you know, really focusing on the flavors of the meal, really tasting each bite and just enjoying. And most importantly, allow yourself to stop if it's something that you're no longer enjoying. This is something I see all the time. Some people order something, they taste it, it's not as good as they thought it would be, but then they eat it anyway just because it's in front of them or they feel like they're wasting money. Honestly, if you do not enjoy what you have ordered, do not force yourself to finish it just because it's in front of you. And a lot of the time when I start to mention, you know, tuning into your hunger fullness cues or eating your meal mindfully, a lot of the time people say, ah, here we go. That's so not enjoyable to me. That's taking away my enjoyment. And often I say that's a thought error. Because eating mindfully often means to a lot of people, I am trying to eat less than I actually want. And I want to challenge you to say that is not true at all, or at least by what I teach, that is not my aim at all. If you choose to eat that entire plate of pasta and it's truly what you and your body want and it's truly aligns with your hunger fullness cues, then great, you're eating mindfully. But, you know, more often than not, we tend to overeat and we just don't know at what point do we stop because we are so busy doing everything else and not listening to ourselves and our body. And I want to challenge you to say that eating mindfully doesn't decrease the pleasure that you have in food. Instead, it increases it because you get to taste and appreciate each flavor, each aroma, each bite, and really, you know, be present with that, as well as be present with all the other factors that makes eating out fun, like the environment, the friends, all of that. And that in turn causes you to feel good in your body because you're no longer feeling bloated and sluggish, which in turn increases your pleasure. So really, when I say eating mindfully, I don't mean trying to decrease your portion size. I mean getting curious about, what is it really that my body needs right now? What is it really that my body is trying to tell me? And a lot of the time, I find people trying to clean their plates out of scarcity, in thinking that this food has been put in front of me and I have to finish it even though I'm already full. And I want to really challenge you by saying to yourself that, number one, you can always get a takeaway. You can always ask them to pack it away and take it home. This is my favorite thing ever to do, because I just feel like the next day then you get a surprise that you have, you know, half a meal in the fridge that you can add to another meal. But also it helps you really appreciate that meal that much more. When you're forcing down the last few bites of a meal just because it's in front of you, that doesn't taste good. That is not enjoyable to you. That doesn't feel good in the moment or after. And I really want you to think about, if I could have this now or I could have this later, which one would I rather pick and why? So don't feel embarrassed about asking for a doggy bag, right? I do it all the time. It's so important for you to really tap in and ask yourself, what is most enjoyable for me? Would it be to force myself to finish this meal? Or would it be to eat, stop when I'm full and get the rest for later, and I can eat it tomorrow, or I can add it to another meal? The biggest barrier I often see to this is if someone says it's something that's not going to be good the next day. Like, let's take fries, for example. I will never take away fries because, like, the next day they're just soggy and not good. And to this I always say, you know, really stop and ask yourself, when you're forcing down those last few fries because they're on your plate and they are in front of you, are they really that enjoyable when you're already full? Or is it just something that you're just trying to quickly scoff down to get over with? I want you to get really clear on what is truly enjoyable to me. And what is it that I tell myself is enjoyable, but actually it's not? And those two questions that I said earlier on in the podcast really help you root in what is enjoyable to me in terms of flavor, but also how do I want to feel in 30 minutes time? And when you really start working on these aspects of yourself and really exploring your relationship with food and portion size and why you stop when you do and why you overeat, this is what makes it sustainable. You are going to be redefining the relationship that you have with food. But more importantly, you're going to feel empowered in any situation to really show up for yourself without feeling deprived, without forcing yourself to eat something that you don't want, without ordering that salad when what you truly want is the pizza. But you're going to do it differently, in a way that you no longer feel you have to overeat on the pizza, because there's no longer that scarcity that every time you go out, you don't know when you're going to get it again. So that, my friends, is what I have for you today. I hope you all found this super helpful and use it next time you go out and you eat out and see what you discover. We will chat next week, and I hope you all have a beautiful week ahead.
Hey, if you're a sweet tooth lover and want to finally end the struggle when it comes to your weight and truly feel amazing in your skin while redefining your relationship with yourself and food, I would love for you to apply for my one-on-one Sweet Tooth Boss coaching program at wholesome-lead.com.